The Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has been calming the horses this afternoon over the implications of a national facial recognition database agreed to unanimously by premiers and chief ministers meeting in Canberra today. It does not, the Prime Minister says, amount to mass surveillance, and we'll look at where some of the relevant technology is at in a few moments. Today's agreement will give police faster access to driver's licence photos as part of the database. It's one of several measures sanctioned today, agreed to at a special national security meeting in Canberra. Naomi Woodley reports from Canberra.
The National Facial Biometric Matching Capability was just one item on the agenda of today's national security meeting in Canberra, but it has captured the public and media's attention. The Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, says it's a necessary tool in the modern fight against crime.
It shouldn't take 7 days to be able to verify someone's identity or to seek to match a photograph of somebody that is a person of interest. It should be able to be done seamlessly in real time.
Passport photos are already part of the database, and premiers and chief ministers have today formally agreed to allow access to driver's licence photos.
Most people would assume that if the police saw a person they were concerned about on a CCTV, they could turn to a computer system and quickly work out who that person was. The answer is they can't. And what we're doing is ensuring that they can.
Yesterday, the Prime Minister highlighted the importance of using CCTV to track terrorism suspects in real time in places like shopping malls or sporting stadiums. But today he sought to clarify that CCTV won't be part of the database.
If you are able in real time to identify who you are seeing going into an airport or going into, you know, a sporting stadium, the real-time part of it comes from having access to the photo ID database. The CCTV is not part of it.
The capability, as it's referred to in government documents, won't just be available in terrorism investigations, but to police investigating other types of criminal activity. But Malcolm Turnbull says it can also be used for good.
It'll be available to for people to establish their identity. There are many cases where people lose all of their ID in a flood or a natural disaster, and it would enable them rapidly to be able to identify and demonstrate who they are, and so that they can get their critical identity documents restored.
The ACT Chief Minister, Andrew Barr, was the only leader to seek specific assurances from the Commonwealth about the way driver's licence photos would be used.
We have sought to highlight the importance of privacy and of civil liberties. I respect the position of many of my colleagues that the threat level has changed, and it's more perhaps in sorrow than anger that we can reflect upon the change. But nonetheless, all jurisdictions have signed up today, and it reflects a need for a joined up and collective response to difficult issues. But to do so within the framework of a Human Rights Act that we have in the Australian Capital Territory has required us to work closely with the Commonwealth to achieve the outcome, and I want to acknowledge that has been achieved.
There was also unanimous support for the Commonwealth to change the law to allow terrorism suspects to be held for up to 14 days before they have to be charged or released. And for new offences on possessing material that contain instructions about terrorism or for those who make specific hoax threats about terrorism. The Victorian Premier, Daniel Andrews, is unapologetic about the tougher measures.
There will be some today who will focus on the notional reduction in people's rights and liberties and freedoms, the rights and liberties of a small number of people. Some people have the luxury of being able to have that notional debate. Those of us in positions of leadership do not have that luxury. We are called to act, and we are called to make the changes necessary to give to law enforcement and our security agencies everything they need to keep Australia safe, and that is what this COAG meeting today has done.
The Prime Minister says the leaders have also agreed to expand the use of the National Emergency Alert System to include national security incidents.
That is a good example of chief ministers and premiers focusing on the tools we have, seeing what's working and seeing how we can apply them, enhance them, to do more to keep us safe.
The system already sends targeted voicemail and text messages to people during natural disasters like floods or bushfires. The government says it will now be used to warn people in the vicinity of a national security incident and to give them critical information to keep them safe.
Naomi Woodley reporting.